Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين. All praise is due to Allah, and after that all unqualified praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear. وَكَانَ أَخْرُ مَا نَزَلَ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ and revealed in the last ayah. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ الدِّينَ. This day have I perfected for you your way of life. I have completed my favor upon you, and I have preferred for you al-Islam as your way of life. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I have an open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment. There is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكِ. His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ. To him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِي الْخَيْرِ. In his hand is all good. وَهُوَ عَلَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And he has power over all things. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ سَيِّدِينَ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. وَيَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. الحمد لله وجمعة مبارك. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العظيم. Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. And a portion of this, or this verse, 33:21, it says, you have indeed in the Messenger of Allah a beautiful pattern of conduct. Alhamdulillah, this hadith from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says, Hazrat ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, that is the son of Umar, the Khalif radiallahu anhum, narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, moderation in expenditure is half of economy. Friendship with good people is half of wisdom. And intelligent questioning is half of knowledge. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We continue today on the subject of taqwa and the game of life, this being the eighth portion of that subject. And we are seeking to get to understanding this completeness of al-Islam as a way of life. And Last week we used The Karate Kid, which is an old movie for most of us. Some of our young people may not have even seen it unless they saw the Will Smith version that is with his son in it. But wax on, wax off is a meme. You know, a meme is something that's like a slogan or something that people, you know, grasp a concept just in its mentioning. So when we say wax on, wax off, you know, that's Karate Kid reference. And it brings up the whole narrative of the fact that the youngster was trying to get some help in one matter, but then he was told to act in another matter, and he got frustrated with what he was doing because he couldn't see the connection between what he was being told to do and what he came to Mr. Miyagi for. And at that point of frustration, when he was ready to throw his hands up and give up on it all, then Mr. Miyagi tells him, show me wax on, wax off. Show me paint the fence. And then the boy, Daniel, he recognized that, oh, I've been learning what I intended to learn all the time. I just didn't know that this was one of the ways of learning it. It's in that same spirit that I'm seeking to convey that when Allah says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinukum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam ad-din, Allah says, I have completed, I have perfected for you your way of life. Life is a trial, the whole thing, from the beginning to the end, from the womb to the tomb. It is a trial. There's no time in our life where there's not some difficulty, some obstacle, something that we have to face. And we are being challenged by it, yes. At the same time, however, if we embrace it, fi sabilillah, embrace it with the awareness that Allah is over it all and Allah is never unjust to any of his creatures, then we are being purified by it. That's what Allah has graced us with. He said, this is my perfect favor to you. You know, I got to say, you know, I'm always be me, right? So it's like, don't get it twisted. When Allah said, this is my perfect favor, Don't walk past that like, you know, something that's on the for sale box in the basement of some retail store. Man, that's the creator of the heavens and the earth said, let me do you a favor. Okay? So I have a tendency to go editorial at that point, but we're going to be more disciplined. In those statements that we used last week, I used three, faith and deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And you hear it, read it throughout the Quran. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. It just repeats. Also, وَأَكْمِلُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. وَأَكْمِلُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Establish the prayer and establish the zakat and give the zakat. Establish the zakat. وَأَكْمِلُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Repeat, 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 repeat. And then enjoying what is right forbids what is wrong. Enjoying what is right. تَعْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. تَعْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. As simple as those are, the reach is infinite. Relative to us, the reach is infinite. It doesn't stop. The benefits of those three things lived out in accordance with what they actually are as a part of that complete choice for us as a way of life and the perfect favor of Allah, they have that infinite nature. They have that infinite nature. So we're in the habit of practicing those things, faith in deeds, prayer and zakat, enjoying what is right, forbid what is wrong. On the real, it's like, that's all you need. You do that and follow what it leads to and follow what it points to, your life is good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. With all the usri, yusr, which is also a part of it. But to go on, So these are abstract. I am wanting you to embrace that word, and for that reason, because the abstract is also in the context of revealed scripture, in the context of revelation, and the context of this conversation. I want to make sure you have it clear, because it doesn't mean that everywhere you read that somewhere out in the world or in a book, you say, oh, this is what it means. No, this is what it means for us. Abstract is universal. What do you mean? It's the truth without details. It's the truth without details. When Allah told us, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, read in the name of your guardian evolver who created, that was abstract. That's the truth without details. That is a wax on, wax off type statement. Why? Because if you do that with the understanding of what it means, when I say ikra, I'll try to abbreviate this. When Allah tells us ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, he's not just telling us to read. He's saying read in the name of your guardian evolver who created. Now you got to walk through each one of those words. This is why in Al-Islam, you are actually, if you are a believer, if you want to obey, if you want to be in line with what Allah has ordered, you must study. It's not like, you know, this is not no Sunday go to meeting way of life here, or Friday go to meeting, whatever the case may be. It is practicing every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, what Allah has ordered. And that means study. You have to study. So ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, you would have to walk down each one of those words and see what it means in terms of behavior, and then do that. And then you get the benefit that Allah promised. Because in that same set of verses, he says, ikra wa rabbuka al-akram, read, and your guardian evolver is most generous. So to experience the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do what he said. When you do what he said, then his promise comes true, which the book also says, and Allah, who keeps their promise better than Allah? Oh, sorry. You got to decide, do I believe that? Let's go with the assumption. Everybody is believing that. Okay, so how do you execute? How do you make that a habit? Well, in the abstract statements of Allah, what he has revealed is the universal truth for all time and from all time, for all time and from all time, for all classes of matters of human existence in accordance with his knowledge of all things. I'll read again. Allah has revealed to us in these very short statements, he has revealed to us the universal truth for all time, from all time, for all classes of matters of human existence, and in accordance with his knowledge of all things, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is the one who, it says, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ, and they encompass nothing of his knowledge except what he pleases. So whatever it is that we know, it's a grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from among what, quote-unquote, he knows. Now, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a universal source of knowledge. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, is both the Quran and he's given us Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave us the revelation and he gave us the example. We say many times in our opening, يَعْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. It says he is the one showing them how to follow the ayah. يَعْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, showing them how to follow the signs of Allah. He's the model for you follow the signs of Allah this way. يَعْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purifying them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and teaching them the book and how the book is to be lived out in everyday life. That's the hikmah. The hikmah is how do you live this every day? وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Then also, وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. and drawing them out of the darkness into the light. Do you understand that there are many, many dark areas in our lives? It don't mean evil per se. What it means, things that we don't know. Things that we don't know. You think there's some things that you might not know. What the revelation of the Quran and the model of Prophet Muhammad does, it enables us to take a light into where it's dark and then draw our ignorance, if you will, out of that darkness into the light. That's what the Prophet models for us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I have been given the Quran and something like it. I have been given the Quran and something like it. The thing that he has been given, he mentioned, he says, Jawami al-Kalim. Jawami al-Kalim. What's Jawami al-Kalim? It's come from Jawa. Jama'a is the word. Jawam is plural. Jawami al-Kalim. I have been given a conciseness of speech where I can say in a few words what it would take before my time books and volumes to say. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he can give us a sentence, and in that sentence is an encyclopedia of knowledge. Wallahi, I'm about to show you. You're about to get tired. You're about to say, okay, I get it. Inshallah. But let's go back to that. Let's go back to this hadith as an example. Because I want you to understand that Allah gives us the truth, but he gives it to us concisely, right? And in giving it to us concisely, then it still has to be unpacked, right? So that's abstract. So the abstract is universal. In order to apply it to your life, in order to get the hikmah, you have to make it concrete and particular. You have to make, okay, how does that apply right here, right now, to me in this situation? You know, I'm not talking about this particular situation. I can find something that could. I'm saying anytime you're out in the street, wherever, you wherever, you're at home, it doesn't matter. To be able to know which knowledge from the Quran and from the Prophet that you need to draw upon for a given situation. At home, self, parent, you know, husband, wife, son, daughter, friend, what have you. There's a knowledge. Because as Yawma committed to, this is a complete way of life. So there's never a time or a place at which al-Islam does not apply, and there's not something from which you can draw from al-Islam to make the situation, I'm going to call it this, more Islamic. Okay? So let's look at this hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in that light. Hazrat Umar, as we read in the beginning, he said, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, moderation in expenditure is half of economy. Moderation in expenditure is half of economy. All right? So, short statement. Moderation in expenditure is half of economy. Okay. How do you know it's abstract? First, it doesn't give you any details. It's a statement from the Prophet without details. You know the Prophet doesn't lie, so it's the truth. It's the truth without details. So that lets you know it's abstract. But what does it mean then? What do I do with that? Now you have to open it up and you have to dig into it. What is moderation? Right? That's one of the first things that you have to know, right? But I'm telling you the question. I'm going to read a hadith that reinforces some details of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that very brief statement. So we're just focusing on the economic nature of what the Prophet said, peace be upon him. So another report from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that elaborates on the how-to of what he said here. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, while a person was in the wilderness, he heard a voice from the cloud, commanding it, the cloud, to irrigate the garden of so-and-so. After that, the clouds slinked away aside and poured water onto a stony ground, and it filled a channel amongst the channels of that land, and that person who had heard the voice, he followed the water. And he found a person standing in a garden, busily changing the course of the water with the help of a hatchet. He said to him, that is the one who was walking and heard the name in the cloud, he said to this person who was shoveling the water, he said, "Oh, servant of Allah, what's your name?" He said, "So-and-so." And it was the very name that he had heard from the clouds. And he said to him, "Servant of Allah, why do you ask me my name?" He said, "I heard a voice from the clouds, of which is the downpour." That is, the downpour is coming from this cloud that I heard being commanded, and the water is coming to you. And so the water, he said, the cloud, or out of the cloud, it said, "Water the garden of so-and-so," and it was your name. He said, now what, he asked, the traveler is asking him now, "What do you do for the favor shown to you by Allah in this matter?" He said, now that you mention it, he said, "I look at what I yield from the garden. I give one-third as charity. And out of it, I give to my children and family one-third. And of the remaining one-third, I return it as an investment." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be moderate in expenditure. Just be modest in your expenditure, and that you're halfway there. This one is also saying from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can take that and say, ain't nobody heard no name from the clouds. That's not even the point. The point is that the Prophet said it. The Prophet is giving you a parable. The Prophet is giving you a metaphor. The Prophet is giving you an allegory. The Prophet is giving you an abstract that is universal. Wallahi, somebody does that. They take one-third of what they earn. First they got to be in business. That's what it is. That garden was his business, right? So you see the message just come out, just you keep asking the question. The man was in business. He had something that he was working on. He had an investment, and I'm going to say to you, listen, if you want Allah to bless you, you got to give God something to bless. You ain't doing nothing, man. Allah going to bless me. Well, what you working on? If you don't have a garden that you're working on, that you're trying to shovel some water into, and that you're putting some work in order for it to be productive, well, then you haven't even started playing that game yet. Okay. In any case, so is that one-third, one-third, one-third? Find somebody in the world who does that, and I'll show you somebody who's wealthy for sure. Because of the fact that that particular strategy is a strategy that makes for wealth. And his expenditure, he expends on his family. And that goes also to the waqim as-salat wa to zakat. Even though zakat is an obligation, sadaqah is another thing. We have more to say about that. But in line with from a worldly perspective, Shaquille O'Neal, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, he's like, he advertised everything. You know, hot and cold, whatever that stuff is. Yeah, the heat stuff, the General's Insurance, Papa John. I don't think he got some loan stuff going on there. And he actually owns rights to some of the icons like Marilyn Monroe and some other things. Like you see Marilyn Monroe, he's getting some money off wherever she's showing up at. He's got about 200 or 300 things like that. But he said it wasn't always like that. Yeah, when he got his first check, I believe, he spent $1 million in a day. That's not moderation in the economy. That's not moderation. But he was in a bar one night, mashallah, is where he got it. We're not going to mess with his claim to al-Islam. Mashallah, let's just stay with his economic practices to support what the Prophet has said. And so he's there at a bar one night. The guy gave him knowledge that's the knowledge that served him and that's the knowledge that saved him. So the conversation came up. He said, you know the difference between poor people and rich people, right? Let me see if I got this. Let's not. It's not haram, okay, yeah. It's fine. Okay. So he said, you know the difference, the guy's telling him, you know the difference between rich people and poor people? He said, this is a $100 bill. Rich people take half of it and they save half. They save half and live off the other half. He said, you want to know the difference between wealthy people and rich people and wealthy people? Wealthy people take half of that and save it and live off the 25%, right? So in terms of that, and we know, of course, it's save and invest, save and invest. The point is that where the prophet said moderation in economy, moderation in expenditure is half of economy. So that's just one idea. Be moderate in your expenditure. How many celebrities and athletes and so many people who have big bucks at a given time are broke as soon as the business, as soon as they get out of the game, whatever it is, whatever it might be, and sometimes before. Why? No moderation in expenditure. You know, our local boy, MC Hammer, you know, he's famous for, quote unquote, going broke from that perspective, but don't get it twisted. He's not totally broke, but he ain't rich as he was then because he made some Google and Facebook and those other kind of engagements. But let's move past that. So the point is that here you have an example. Don't spend all your money. Don't waste your money. Invest. Give to your family. Sadaqah, et cetera. These are ways of investing. But the prophet says to begin with, be moderate in your expenditure. Don't be profligate in your expenditure, right? Shaitan is the waster, the one who wastes is the brother of the devil. MashaAllah. So if we follow that advice, it's abstract in the sense that it's universal, it's true without the details. But when we practice it in our daily life, it's going to lead to the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. So that's one. It says, moderation in expenditure is half of the economy. The second thing, in the same hadith, the prophet said, peace be upon him, friendship with good people is half of wisdom. Friendship with good people is half of wisdom. So let me tell you, if you don't already, and you need to pull out some of them books that you may have on your shelf or what have you, blow them off and read, you know, hadith of the prophet. You can find little small translations, mashallah, we'll get to the actual readings when we get there. But anyway, in the meantime, pull out those little books and read those very short. And in fact, you can get one, issue it, what, hadith for children. It's okay. It's okay. Get the hadith for children and you read hadith, right? And those simple, short hadith, when you hear them and when you think about living in accordance with them, everything is going to improve. I'm telling you. خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best among you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it, right? That's pretty concrete. قُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Say what is good or keep silent. How about that one? And let me tell you, my brother, you might not get this, so I don't want you to miss it. What was that hadith really focused on when it comes out? It's about how you respond to the food that's served to you. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say it. All right? Say what's good or keep silent, right? So, and there are many, many, من تشبه بكوم فهو منه. Whoever imitates a people is one of them. These are very short hadith, which if you take them and apply them and remember them, have taqwa for them, meaning I got to be conscious of this. Am I acting like good people or am I acting like bad people? Right? These are all important to know. The friendship. Friendship with good people is half of wisdom. Now, in terms of getting social cooperation going, the social scientists have a lot to tell us about this. Remember the master game the master objective, the master mission. We all should know this by now. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. I'm looking for a metaphor for you to grab it and hold it. The Kaaba, of course, that's our destiny. But let me give you something that's in more of our general experience. I'm talking about in the world. It's like building a pyramid. You know, just imagine building a pyramid, right? If our goal is to build a pyramid. So you're just thinking about a structure that has a very specific design that you are obligated to produce. I want you to understand that that's what is meant when you say ummah. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. You have to build ummah, right? And Allah says, Bunyan Marsus, the description of the believers, he loves to see the believers ranged in ranks like a solid brick wall, like a solid cemented structure. That solid cemented structure is the kind of social cohesion, social cooperation that we're supposed to have. We're not going to build a pyramid, a ummah, a house, or a sandbox without cooperation. And when we talk about وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ, we're talking about the highest level of social development. I'm not talking about you as an individual. I'm saying civilizationally. You know, people look at the Egyptian civilization, the Roman civilization, the Greek civilization, the Chinese civilization. Well, listen. Al-Islam, when Al-Islam calls us, wherever we are, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ, Allah is telling us, build high civilization. Come on. Build high civilization. And you can't build an outhouse in the backyard. You're supposed to be building high. It's not a small thing. It's not even saying, get bigger than Bill Gates. Outdo Warren Buffett. Make a Muslim the president of the United States. All small. Wallahi. All small. What the American experiment is trying to do is what Al-Islam is, which is the destiny in Al-Islam for all Muslims. It's bigger than America. The success of America itself, to the extent that it is successful, is because it's rooted in qualities, precepts, and principles that are true to Al-Islam. It's not because they're doing it. It's because the abstract that they're operating from, which they can't, and they have demonstrated that we're not yet capable as a quote-unquote civilization, as a republic, we're not capable of really living out. Assassination, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., El Haj Malik Shabazz, blah, blah, blah. Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy. You go to all those assassinations. They have something to do with, we're not going to live out this thing, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. There's a class of people at the highest level who are fighting against the realization of that ideal. Serious. And they call themselves good Americans. So, dialing it back to our statement that Allah reveals to us the universal truth. Successes that we see in other areas, many of them have come from just a part of what Al-Islam gives us in our total system. Just like we hold these truths to be self-evident, all men are created equal. That's just one precept in Al-Islam. That's just one idea in Al-Islam, that all human beings are equal. And all human beings have equal rights. That's just one idea. But look at how much has been able to be done, and look at how many people in the world, non-Muslims, who aspire to that, they fight and die, have revolutions, seeking to try to establish that one ideal. Look up the charter. I want you to understand this. Look up the Charter of International Human Rights, the International Charter of Human Rights. See who I agree that human beings should have the right to this, that, that. And see who haven't signed up to it. Because there are whole worlds of governments that are not dedicated to the principle that human beings are equal. Some people we can torture, execute, abuse, disappear, or what have you, and that's what we do. But I wanted to get to this point that the touch on some of what the social scientists say about it, because brothers and sisters, what is being said, for example, cooperation is easiest to evolve when it's possible to confer a big benefit to someone else at a small cost to oneself. They're just talking anthropologically, meaning go back to a time where there was no civilization, all right? How did we get to civilization? You're not going to get to civilization without social cooperation. You can't build a building if people ain't cooperating on the work site. You don't cooperate, and it's never going to get built. So social cooperation is what builds things up. Question, what starts social cooperation? What makes people cooperate with each other? Come on, Nation of Islam. We're the Nation of Islam. Why we cooperate with each other? Say whatever you want to say. It's because we're going to get the white man. No, it wasn't even us who's going to get the white man, because we don't even care so much as the pin. Some of y'all know what I'm saying. We don't care so much as the pin. Mothership, he got it. Mothership. When the mothership comes, it's all being Arabic. You better know how to read it. And then you have to extend the 150 pounds. You're going to be able to get on the train. So you get on the plane, and it's going to go, and they're going to send 1,500 bombing planes, and they're going to put the bomb on America. But justice, people are still, they are living on that, okay? But the point is that it wasn't on the basis of our feet. It wasn't on the basis that we knew about all of our terrorism in other words. The motivation for all cooperation, and even though it gave a good illustration, demonstration of what can happen if people cooperate with each other. We showed that. And we showed that, yeah, we can do it. Okay? But when Imam, mashallah, I don't know, but the Imam said, he woke up, and then folks stopped cooperating, you know, stopped doing what we should have been doing as a unit. You can still do the same thing, but with a different motivation. Okay? So this is what Al-Islam provides. And it's a long conversation. I'm not going to start it. But as far, yeah, he messed it up. Let me give you a short version as I conclude. The Nation of Islam was $9 million in debt with Imam Muhammad Rahim Al-Hussein. Became the leader by proclamation. No gangster movies. Yeah, okay, I got this. No. And when the court came out, to break the assets that were now present in the Nation of Islam, the account was it was worth $21 million. So that's in the 80s. So what does that mean? There was a third became the leader to the Hoover plan came in to undermine the wealth that was there in prayer in the Nation of Islam. So did he break the Nation of Islam? No, he built the wealth it even more so. And also there's the decentralization put people in business right now. It's so hard to shut up. It's put people in business right now. Imam Suleiman, I saw his Facebook piece down in Mexico. Down in Mexico, and there's a Supreme, whatever, Supreme Burger, Supreme. Brother Lonnie Shamsuddin in Atlanta, who started Supreme Fish or Supreme Business during the Nation of Islam. Imam Muhammad spun that off to him after the Nation of Islam's change. And then his son continued that work, and now he got an international presence with something that started, like some of y'all know more about steak and takes and those kinds of things. So that's what Imam Muhammad did, rahimahullah alayh. He decentralized, and he spun out, hey, this property right here, Imam Muhammad bought this property, right? And by virtue of that asset that he had left with us here, we are in a position that we had never been in before, wallahi, I can tell you. So the point is that Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh, he has, by giving us and bringing us to Al-Islam in the proper way, that social cohesion, that social cooperation that is necessary, Imam Muhammad is bringing us back to that. Rahimahullah alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa barak ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have to admit I went off on a tangent on that, but mashallah, I'm following good spirit. On the point of social cooperation, okay. So the rule is this. I'll cooperate with you, and you'll cooperate with me if there's a benefit in our cooperation that don't cost me too much. That's just the name I'm saying before all the other stuff that we know. Well, before contracts and writing and this and that, you have a hunter-gatherer tribe. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everything is nature. Everything is that. Why should I cooperate with you? I'm going to cooperate with you because there's a mutual benefit in our cooperation. And that benefit has to be such that it doesn't cost me much, but there's a benefit from it. And you're going to be in the same position. It doesn't cost me much, and I know it's going to be a benefit to you. So right hand, watch the left. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's the spirit of nature in us, okay? Now, so as soon as there's a situation where benefits can be conferred upon someone at a small cost, then that sets up an economy of what they call favor trading. This is to get it started. You listen to what I'm saying? To get it started. Why do some people cooperate with other people? Because they don't see any benefit in it. Why do you cooperate with anybody and you don't see any benefit in cooperating with them? That's on first order material level. But now when you're Muslim, listen to me. Now you're Muslim, you're not thinking of somebody on the street. You're not thinking like the common person thinks. It's natural for them to think, well, shit, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You give me something, I got something else. So now we're just dealing with each other. But that's not God's way. I'm not supposed to just help you because I want to get something from you, or you want to get something from me, or I want to give something to you, or you want to give something to me. No. Do it fi sabilillah. Do it for the sake of Allah. Act in the reality of God. Act like God is real. So I can do something for you if I'm doing a piece of dealing love. Like, you can thank me or you can not thank me. You can give or you can not give. MashaAllah. My reward is where? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Here's a phrase, totally marginal to what I'm saying, but it's connected. Think about this statement. Make the future real by believing in it. Oh, You got to spend some time with that one. No, I'm serious. Just add it, just match it up with this, because I want you to understand with Allah. See, we say we believe in Allah. Ask yourself, do you really, in the context of reality, really, you know what I'm saying, hurriedly, if somebody does something hurriedly, the L-Y is a thing. Do we believe in Allah really? What does that mean? Allah is real. Okay? If Allah is real, then whatever the prophets do, but Allah will do is Allah will do that. Do you believe in Allah? Israel, do it. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. If Allah's promise is true, now you're shoveling water in the garden. You get me what I'm saying? See the hadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him. So it's like social cooperation. Don't cooperate with somebody on the basis of tit for tat. You give me, I give you. That's not evolved. That's not al-insan. That's not civilizational wisdom. Civilizational wisdom, as a Muslim, means believe in what the Prophet said, believe in what Allah has said, and do it. Here's one example on this trying to get this social cohesion, social cooperation, which to start the civilizational building. You want Allah's help? See, it takes it off of this personal plane. I want Allah's help. I'm saying, I'm not just for me, I'm saying you. We want Allah's help, okay? So here's the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells us how to get it. One who helped a fellow Muslim in removing his or her difficulty in this world, Allah will remove that one's distress on the day of judgment. He who helps to remove the hardship of another will have his difficulties removed by Allah in this world and in the hereafter. One who covers the shortcomings of another Muslim will have his faults covered up in this world and the next by Allah. Allah continues to help a servant so long as he goes on helping his brother. See, now ask yourself, do I believe that? Do I believe that? And then ask yourself, do I need God's help? Do I need, I got it, I'm good. No, do I need God's help? Do I need God? Then go help somebody else in the name of Allah. Somebody else in the name of Allah. They might not even, more than likely, if they need your help, they're not going to be able to remunerate you in some particular way that will make your situation necessarily better. That just opened the door for Allah to bless you. Your name is now in the clouds. You ought to give God something to bless. So the sadaqah behavior of the Muslim is why we're, man, I'm living with God. I'm living with God. You can be jealous as much as you want, but them Christians that tell you I got a personal relationship with God. And when you really understand that they are following, I have to say the best among them, they are following ideals that you can find in al-Islam. In fact, I'm just more and more collecting them nowadays. I'm reading the Romans and this and that and that. I said, that's what Hadith said, and that's what Quran said, and that's what this said. But Allah gives it to us, excuse the vernacular, Allah gives it to us pure, uncut. It ain't been stepped on. Some of y'all don't know what we're talking about. Ask the little boy in the hood, what it mean? You know. So, let's, brother and sister, let's just understand. These are just examples, and I'll conclude with this. So the point is, social cohesion and social cooperation is necessary to build civilization. The fundamentals for social cooperation is the Adab al-Islam. It is what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be this, be that. Talks about the things that a Muslim owes to another Muslim. Talks about none of you to believe until he loves for his brother and sister what he loves for himself. It talks to us about none of you to believe until his hawa follows what I have brought. This is, all these things are things that the Prophet says. So when you become familiar with them, and then now as you go about your day, your idea is to, okay, here's an opportunity for me to practice this hadith. Here's an opportunity for me to practice that hadith. This sunnah, that sunnah. That's what you take the opportunity and you play the game of al-Islam. Here, the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eat together. Do not eat separately, for the blessing is in the company. You don't have time or the patience right now for me to go through all the details. But the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very old. So, where it says, when the Prophet said, friendship with good people is half of wisdom. Okay. Yeah, friendship with good people. Good people are people who do what? They practice al-Islam. When you get with them, they're practicing al-Islam. You don't have to worry about other stuff coming into the game. It's like, no, we're Muslims. This is what we do. So that's my friendship. That's half of wisdom, right? And that's what I was speaking about, what happens when you engage each other eating together, for example. Because what happens at the table, how many business deals you think get cut at a dinner table? How many connections and relationships? How much human capital built up by people who eat together? You see it all the time in the movies, right? Yeah, meet me for dinner at Spago's, whatever. It's just a name come to mind. It's like, whatever. Why? Because we're going to interact. We're going to decide that we can cooperate on the golf course. How many people are cut there? Why? Because they have a social relation. So what about when Muslims have social relations with each other and practice this amongst themselves? That's how we're going to grow. But all it is doing what the religion says do. There's no special course. Do what the religion tells you to do, and you'll see your civilization being built up. رَبَّنَا لَا تَزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ حَدَيْتَنَا وَحَبْلَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً مِنْكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ عَلَيْهُمَ أَنْتَ السَّلَامُ وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامُ تَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we thank you for your graces. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your aid. We thank you for your purification of us. Oh Allah, purify us in our hearts, in our intention, our worship, our thinking. Oh Allah, give us love in this perfect favor to us, this complete favor that you have granted us, this complete way of life that you have granted us. Oh, bless us not to take for granted those things that have reached us, what things in such an easy way. Bless us not to undervalue and to be what you have granted us, which is indeed a reward in so many ways for things that we have not had to suffer. We have not had to suffer those suffered before us, but who never gave up on you and who send on to us a life and a spirit of love and faith and belief in God, no matter what happened. They never gave up, and we are continuing that spirit. Be those people who are moderating our expenditures, who keep good fellowship with good people. Oh Allah, bless us to be among those who know how to question those things that will enlighten us in a way that would guide us, in a way that would help us, in a way that would enable us, in a way that would empower us to achieve it. We beg this of you only for nothing, granted we hold it but you. Amen. Amen. أيديهم وصل استور بجميع عمكم الله وتابكم الله make a real shade even. No way, so الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والأوسط إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة شتاء وصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمه من جوع وآمنه من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تقبل الله. الحمد لله. So again, we're gonna go ahead and make some announcements. So please don't start conversations on the floor. You can make sunnahs. Before you go, of course we have today the Soulful Family Meal. New African Kitchen presents the first frying. We have the fried whiting, potato salad, tossed salad. And I had a threat of some cornbread. Y'all check and see if some cornbread back there, inshallah. That's going to be good. So this is the first weekend. Let me say also that daylight saving time. So next week, inshallah, you come at 1:30 next week. We're going to be saying, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Inshallah. 12:30. Come on through. And I'll bring you the hadith later at some point in time. Alhamdulillah, some point in time. But it says the earlier you come, it's like a sacrifice. You come early, you sacrifice a camel. You come a little after that, you a cow. You come after that, you sacrifice a chicken. You can come so late where you only egg. You only like sacrificing the egg, right? And you also might miss the book, the angels. The angels, after the takbir starts, the angels close their book and they go to listen to the khutbah. So get here early, and inshallah, so that's next week, inshallah. We have a birthday in the house, Khalida. J. Khalida Muhammad, Brother Khalid Chapman, and also Halim Naeem. They have birthdays today. Not today, I'm sorry. November birthdays. Also, there's a gathering. Brothers came by. Yes, it's the San Francisco Halakha for men and boys over 14. For some details on that information, you can get that. There's numbers that you can call, and I don't have a location. It's okay. You can get the number before you leave from me, even if it's not a paper out there. Also, the yard sale tomorrow and Sunday, the 6th and the 7th, from 10 to 3. You can text Yolanda in order to reserve vending space. And also, speaking of vendors, the vendors they're here with us today, and it's another opportunity. The way to build the economy is exchange wealth. So leave some with the vendor, mashallah, so we can build their economy, build their business, and we get our rewards, not only from the product and the service, but also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Sonic blocked up. All right, hey, Al-Hajj. What's going on, man?
Pretty good.
Good. No, that's the wrong one, man. I knew it was a microphone. Thank you. Brother, it's great, man. When I'm seeing you, hold on a minute. I sound like I'm locked up.